This is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, listening, watching, enjoying Davin's Den. That's what you're doing right now. We will do, like we like to close so many of these shows, some scamming scammers between fake Davin and Caroline, a lovely, lovely woman that I have a lot of feeling for.
Always and forever.
All right, when we last left off, I believe it was on May 27th, fake Davin and Caroline were really connecting on a deep level, a lot of love, a lot of tenderness. Of course, you know, Pip has an aversion to those type of things because, you know, she was raised by people who used brass tacks to hug her and caress her, people who did not want to press the flesh with Pip, so she can't really relate to her nurturing relationship. But for human beings, it was quite lovely.
Saccharine factory.
Pip is gagging now because she cannot imagine two people of an opposite sex enjoying each other's company by complimenting and talking about spending their lives together. But that's Pip. That's not your problem.
Oh, no. There was flowery garbage being thrown around on both sides.
Whatever.
It was terrible.
I'm sorry. I should have made it more enjoyable for you than what you're related to. Wench, blow me! And then, you know, Pip's ready to go.
Ooh, now, wait a minute. I'm thrown off the blanket. I'm hot.
Wench,
now.
Squat over and piss.
No porta potty. No.
It's porta potty with Pip.
No.
Is Pip pissed off? No, she's pissed on. Thank you. Huddle a hoo. All right. We last expressed that she had to go, but that we love each other. So that was May 27th. May 29th, babe. She says, you did not check on me in Three Hearts. You didn't bother to check on me. You said you'd get back to me. I did not want to bother you. Did what you needed to attend to go well? She goes, it's bad. She goes, you're supposed to check on me, okay? Wait a minute. She says she's going to get back to me.
Right. But you're supposed to go, wait, you didn't get back to me. So you're supposed to be a needy bitch.
I am supposed to be a needy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she wants. I could say, when you say you'll go get back to me, you should. Anyway, what happened, love? Every time she fucking bothers, I'm fight that back. You said you were going to get back to me. What do you think? I'm hanging by the phone?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm good. Nothing. I go, what was it you attended to, baby? Are you there, hon? She goes, I was just going through my work and mails. Baby, I must insist on your undivided attention. She goes, what do you mean, baby? I go, I mean, put away the work stuff and talk to me. She goes, okay, baby. I'm so sorry. That's right. That's right.
Heal.
She is getting dickmatized. I go, it's okay, love. It's late. I'm under the covers, and I wish my Caroline was here to snuggle with.
Oh.
Pip's under the covers.
I'm under the covers.
And I wish I had a match to fucking light it on fire. Same feelings.
Oh, please. Same cooties.
She Pip's under the covers, too.
What's that?
Yes, Pip's under the covers, too. Yes, Joe.
Yes. Okay.
Good, thank you. She looks like a count. Anyway, she goes, I'm so sorry I'm so sorry not there to cuddle you, but love. Why are you still up, love? That's 1:20 a.m. I go, me too, baby. My back hurts. But the good news is because of it, I could talk to the woman I love. I go, what are you wearing, baby? She goes, I'm already up preparing to go out. I go, where are you going? She goes, to see a friend of mine. I go, well, that's nice. We can't do that here. She goes, I don't get you. Do what, baby? I go, we can't visit friends because of the lockdown. She goes, things are getting easier for us here. The Premier League will soon start here. All right. So she says she's in England.
Okay.
That's an England thing.
That was, a good call if she's pretending to be in England.
Sure. I go, that's good. In a few weeks, I believe. She goes, football, we soon be going on strictly on precaution and measures. Yeah, baby. I go, are you excited it is coming back? She goes, yeah, baby. She goes, thanks to God, I'm standing on my feet once more. I go, good. Baby, when you deleted your Instagram, it took all the voice messages you sent me. When can I hear your sweet voice again? Remember, she just felt like deleting her Instagram.
Just kind of occurred to her, and she went with it.
Yeah,
it
kind of sucked because I couldn't use it for the show.
I know.
It was a problem. I should have recorded them immediately.
Damn.
Well, now I learned. I go, things have gotten better for you, baby? She goes, yeah, things are really working better, baby. She blows me a kiss. I go, I'm so happy. But I knew you would. I know how intelligent you are. She goes, thanks, baby, for your support. How is your new job getting over there? Honey, I told you long ago, I will always back you. She goes, thanks, baby. I go, it's going okay. The idea works. It has been tested, but investors are impatient sometimes. My big new business venture.
What was your big new business venture?
When I did Laugh at Home Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Made it sound bigger than it is, but, you know, I'm getting back on my feet.
Oh, okay. So I didn't realize that there was an element of reality.
Always an element of reality.
I know, but I thought that I had missed some kind of fake Davin venture.
No.
Okay.
Real Davin.
Okay.
She goes, I have so much confidence in you, baby. See? You see?
Look how supportive.
This is the fake girlfriend I've always wanted.
Me too, actually.
I can't even get this from real fucking women in my life. I think I'm going to lose myself in this world. It's going better for me than in real life.
Right?
I go, thank you. That means everything to me. She goes, you're welcome. I go, I feel if you were with me, I can do anything. She goes, together we stand, okay? Divided we fall. You see?
She said this?
She said this.
What? Wow. I mean, she's actually using phrases that we recognize. That's odd.
Because I make her better, she makes me better. We're going to be a power couple.
You complete each other.
We do. Like you're into a fjord.
Wow.
I go. That's really all I ever wanted to.
I am not going to try to play password with him.
You do well. You know how I think.
I would.
Yes. I go, that's really all I ever wanted since you captured my heart all those months ago. She goes, soon it will become a reality. I go, soon we will have known each other a year. How were you able to get back on top so quickly, Boo?
Wait. A year at this point?
Yeah, because we started talking July 28th, and this is May 29th.
Jesus. Okay.
So yeah. we got 10 months in. That's almost a year. I haven't given her a dime.
No, I know. This is insane.
No! This is the world of fake Davin.
Yes, I know.
She can't quit me.
I'm sorry.
But this is a very realistic version of me.
I know. This is closer, you know, without all the wacky stuff. But it's still, at one point, we thought this was thoroughly dead.
No. At many points, you guys thought this was thoroughly dead.
Yeah, but at one point, it was really withered on the vine.
She was bitchy.
Oh.
It was over. At one point, I told her she made great radio. So you would you would think that would be the part.
Take the hint. Nope. All right.
So we play on.
Yes.
I can fall in love again. It's not hard. I fall. Fake Davin falls in love so easy.
Oh, yeah. And he comes back.
He does. I go, soon we'll have known each other a year. How are you able to get back on top so quickly, Boo? Besides your big brain, strength, and stunning good looks, of course. She goes, there was this trade I made for my client back to back, and it went successful. Hey, Joe, she's back on the Forex. You're happy now. Joe's like, yay, she's a businesswoman again. She recovered from that African who scammed her.
Right?
I go, I hope your client understands they have the best Forex trader. She goes, they can really count on me, baby. I'm sure they can.
Oh, my God. Sure.
I go, I know that you are the best. She goes, that's sweet. I go, of course, honey. The first time you messaged me, I could tell there was something special about you. At first, that feeling was based on in your career. But in time, I learned it was the way in everything you do.
Okay, we're starting to get into that pukey territory again.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. She goes, but baby, there's something you will help me and do.
Oh.
You know, just when things are going well, the hand is always out asking.
Here it comes.
You know what? I'm sure it's moral support.
Oh, of course it is.
I'm sure it's stand by your woman.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Stand by your woman.
Stand by your woman. That's
what she wants.
That's what she wants? Okay.
We're operating on a different level now.
All right.
She no longer needs my money.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, but baby, there's something you will help me and do. I go, you want an orgasm? Okay, get naked.
I can walk you through it.
We will let your fingers do the walking. She laughs. She goes, "You're so funny, baby." Not what I was going for.
No, don't laugh at me now. No, not right this moment.
Not now. I'm out here. I'm hanging.
Don't laugh when it's out.
I go, "That doesn't have to be a joke. Lose the clothes, lady." And I give her like the emoji with two hearts. And I was, she goes, "Okay, sir." "Yeah, baby." With the hearts emojis.
Bow chicka wow wow.
"Okay, sir."
Okay, sir.
We got a little fur line action going here.
Please don't ask her to pee on anything. I can't take it.
I go, "Oh, the things I would do to you. Are your clothes off?" Now look at Pip. Now I got to get a fucking tarp, and I can never use that fucking blanket because Pip doesn't like the schmaltz, but she likes the sexy talk. Little fucking creep. Pip is like, "Just fuck me. Don't talk to me." That's really who Pip is, which is not a bad thing in a woman. "Do we have to cuddle? Can't you just take me from behind and dummy up you?"
Dummy up you.
That's Pip's foreplay.
Press yourself.
I go, "Are your clothes off?" She goes, "Yes, baby."
Oh, look at this.
I go, "Do you want me to tell you what I would do to you if you were here with me?" She goes, "Yeah, tell me about it." I go, "I would lay you down on the bed and kiss you gently. First your lips, then your neck." She goes, okay, more. Ooh. See, Pip, she needed a favor. I am favoring.
You are favoring her.
I am favoring her. I go, "Then I would stare into your eyes and kiss you more passionately on your lips." See, I'm being romantic, not being a pig. She goes, "You're so romantic, baby." "Yes, I am." "Yes, I am."
And they encourage. Please, then encourage
gonna, me
then
more. Then I'm going to rip them panties off you, and I'm going to slobber down there like a St. Bernard in a water dish.
You know, a little.
Wow, that turned a corner.
Because that's his go-to. He's a fucking pig.
It sounded like it was the St. Bernard, but please go
He's
ahead.
He's a fucking animal. He doesn't know how to entertain a fake girlfriend. Is he going to fucking regale her with bullshit poetry and a fucking retarded cat? No. He doesn't know how to keep the ladies happy. I do. Fake Davin does in all his incarnations.
Okay.
I go only
all
with
his
you.
Incarnations.
All his incarnations.
No matter who I am, there is a standard.
Sure. They come to me, they expect the best.
Yes. They like the milkshake from your yard.
Yes. My milkshake brings all the scammers to the yard. Funny enough, and their hand is always out. Yeah. I go, only with you, baby. Then I would whisper in your ear and tell you, I love you. She goes, oh, baby, that's so sweet. I go, well, you are my heart. She goes, baby, do you have a credit card? Apparently, it's going to cost me to ride this ride.
Wait, what?
Fine, let me do it in a sexy voice. Baby, do you have a credit card?
No.
Visa me.
The first time around was perfect.
It, the mood wasn't set for Pip. She wanted to be sweet talk before
the transaction began.
Yeah, seriously. It's like we're talking all sexy talk and a transaction is taking place.
Is this going to take $3.99 a minute?
This is going to take $7.99 a minute. We have overseas rates.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but look. You know, look at it this way. I mean, we're goofing on this. If this was a serious relationship, this guy thinks he has a shot, and he says all this mushy shit, and at the end, you got a credit card? Really?
You know what? After the story we just closed out segment two, how dare you two judge a woman's kink? How dare? This is just how she gets off. This is her fetish. She likes to talk business transactions right before we do the dirty.
Hey, look at the list. The girl didn't ask Hitler if he had a credit card.
I don't think they had credit cards in those days, Joe.
They probably did, but you know she's into.
Do you have a Deutschmark? I want you to leave a Deutschmark on me.
Yes,
piss woman, piss.
Schnell.
They're into S&M. She wants the MasterCard.
Yes, the MasterCard.
Yeah.
The Master Card. Let's
be honest. Baby, do you have a credit card? Was not the sentence we thought was coming right there.
No.
Oh, fuck no.
At best, it's usually like radio silence or they're gone, and Fake Davin is standing there with his dick out.
Right, right.
You got blindsided on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is just like, the private pink parts are hanging out, and all of a sudden, the records scratch. Do you have a credit card?
I don't know if all her privates are pink, but anyway.
I have no idea.
Depends on the inside, outside, upside down. Side. Anyway, but do you have a credit card? I go, that's not very romantic. So what do you think she says?
She's going to get an attitude.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to say, well, you know, I'm doing something for you. You have to do something for me.
So I said, I go, that's not very romantic. She goes, why? Why? We're just having fun here. Why? Why isn't a business transaction in the middle of sexy talk romantic? I don't understand. This is how I get off. You send me money and I feel ecstatic. Nothing makes me come harder than a muku sending money.
Right. Oh my God, it's like, tell me your PIN!
I'm rubbing my clit with the Visa now.
Ow, ow, not the edge, not the edge. Don't use the edge.
Ooh, I love the way the numbers feel against my skin. Baby, can you send me, tell me your CVV number?
Yeah.
Really?
Whisper it. 938, baby. On the back.
You got to turn the card around and slide it into your twat the other way where the little thing is.
Baby, I'm so turned on. Tell me the expiration date.
I tell you, I'm going to expire in a couple seconds.
Baby, do you have Venmo?
Venmo me.
Venmo makes me a ho-ho.
I think you're already a ho-ho.
Communication has nothing to do with it.
I go, that's not very romantic. She goes, why? I go, because I was talking about making love to you, and you asked me if I had a credit card.
It fits in the same sentence for her.
Now, this is the point where you go, what do you think she's going to say?
All right, so what do you think she's going to say? I know the answer. What do you think she's going to say?
But what's wrong with asking for a credit card, hon?
All right.
I'm going to just say, you need to show me that you love me.
That's good. That's good. She goes, your words are sweet to me. Not at all. I'm still with you. Or do you want to? Or do you want to make love online? I just asked a question. She's trying to answer the two masters here. I got to get this guy off, but I got to get some money so I can get off.
Right.
Yeah. Well, how far do I have to go with this creepazoid with this online sex so I can get his credit card number?
Right.
That's the question. Yeah. That's the cost analysis she's doing in her head right now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I got my dick out reaching for my wallet.
I know. It's like, okay, how close to the edge do I have to get him before he's going to give me the digits?
Well, this is really edging. We are edging.
Yeah.
We're both edging. How far can I get her to go and how far can she get me to go?
Right.
So we are both edging here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but she's got about enough finesse as a full in a China shop.
It's never been her strength, Joe. She goes, I just asked a question. I go, do you normally talk about money during sex, dear? I go, harder. And this is really what I said, by the way. Harder. Deeper. American Express or Visa?
I said that last night.
Many a woman in this country has.
Harder, deeper, American Express or Visa. Oh, my God. That's a great rap lyric.
That is a great rap lyric. We're coming up with metal band names and rap lyrics tonight.
Yeah, right.
Suicidal Maidens singing Harder, Deeper, American Express or Visa.
Oh, God.
So what do you think she says?
I think she's going to
pick
one.
She goes, you want us to start fighting over it. It's really bad.
Wait, she thinks that, yeah, you're going to start fighting because she's bringing up money in the middle of sex.
We're not only dropping our drawers, we're dropping the gloves.
Yeah, really. You're dropping the pounds and the dollars.
I go, no, honey, not at all. It just kind of took me off guard. She goes, maybe each time I try to bring something up that would be beneficial to us, you normally pick it up as an offense.
True.
Right, because she brings it up. This was not the place. You get me off. You get me, like, if this is, like, real.
Yeah.
You get me off, and then in the afterglow, that was wonderful. Hey, I got this business. Remember I told you about this big deal?
Yeah.
What's your credit card number? Because I think this could be really beneficial. You're going to have to make the first step and get Fake Davin's rocks off.
Yeah.
And then I mean, oh, well, this must be for reals this time. We've never gone this far in our close to a year together.
Right.
I mean, we're way past eggplant emojis now, kids. It's for reals. I mean, that she has to make that commitment to show me that's different. We haven't gotten far enough in our sexy talk in this go-around to ask for the credit card number.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. It's got to be like an afterglow moment, not a, like, at the height of passion moment. No. You're not that distracted, goddammit.
It's got to be a dude.
It's got to be.
Got to be a dude.
But would dude do this to another guy?
Yeah, they do. Of course they do. We know this.
No, I mean, would he do that, like, not understand that this is not the friggin' moment?
Yes, they would do that. They would get the guy off. They would do whatever they have to do. It's all about the money. They don't give a shit.
No, I know. But, I mean, like, we're saying afterwards would be such a better move.
I mean, yeah, any guy who's ever asked for a fucking sandwich when he's done knows the fucking difference. You don't ask for the sandwich in the middle of it.
No.
You ask for the sandwich at the end.
Afterwards.
You have a better chance of getting a better sandwich.
Because everybody's happy now.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, it's a choice between a peanut butter sandwich with chunky peanut butter and one slice of bread, and the peanut butter is not even thickly spread, or an Italian hero. I mean, what are you talking about?
That's a nice qualitative back rub, though. I can make the sandwich myself.
All right, Joe, you're really attentive to details. you're a fine catch. I won't get you off, and I'll make my own sandwich. How do you like that?
I can make my own fucking sandwich.
Scram! Get off the wet spot, and I'll make my own sandwich. You're in the way! She tries to get to the bathroom to clean up. Joe knocks her over so he can get to the kitchen. I'm hungry!
Sandwich.
I gave you 3.5 minutes of sheer delight. Daddy needs to eat!
On your own fist, stop peering through the window.
I hope I bought Doritos.
Oh, I love Doritos. That's not right?
Doritos. 4 minutes, I apologize.
You're hitting close to home.
Touched a nerve. I apologize. All right. I go. She goes, maybe each time I try to bring something up that would be beneficial to us, you normally pick it up as an offense. I go, tonight my tour, where you were supposed to be have joined me, would have started. I was enjoying imagining being with you. I'm not offended. I thought maybe we were sharing some intimacy is all. She goes, no, baby. You have to trust me, okay? We lack trust here. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do when you're bringing up money in the middle of sex.
Sure.
Yes, we do.
I paid for lots of women, just not in the middle. The transaction either happens before or afterwards.
God damn it, woman. Take the money and shove it in the tip of your shoe like a
harder,
normal person.
Deeper. Harder. Do you have change of a 20?
Are you going to tip me or what?
Oh, baby. Oh, play with the balls. Play with the balls. You want big bills or small bills?
Hold still, I gotta get that out of my pocket.
Stick your finger in my ass. Do you take personal checks? I mean, it's just not done that way.
No. It's like, screech, what?
You made it, as Joe would say, you made it shrink up like a party horn. Roll up like a party horn there.
It was cold in the pool.
I go, I don't think this is a trust thing. I just want us to imagine what it would be like. I thought we were doing that. She goes, yeah, of course. I go, what is yeah, of course. She goes, we're still doing that, baby. I never left that track.
Wait, what?
Apparently, apparently I should have said my credit card number was 69, 69, 69.
So she's still in the middle of this, and she's still feeling the fun vibe.
Sure. Her clit's all a tingle. She's never been more turned on.
When you got, like, you're at the supermarket or somebody wants her address and are adamant about it, all right, it's 6969 Morning with Lane.
I've never heard that before. That's funny.
Yes.
I go, okay, well, what would you want me to do to you, baby? She goes, anything. I'm all yours, baby. All right, she's trying to get this back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I have to entertain Pip, so all right. I go, surely you have something you enjoy most. Tell me, baby. She goes, hitting me from the back and giving me head. Now, I have heard giving head as going down on a woman, but this is a very manly way of saying it.
Yes.
And by the way, every scammer, whenever you ask them that I've been with, always go to doggy style.
Yeah.
Could you read that line again?
Which one?
The one you
All of
read.
Them.
I go, surely you have something you enjoy most. Tell me, baby. And she goes, hitting me from the back and giving me head.
And can I get your routing number?
Baby, lick it. Baby, spread my lips. Spread my lips. And your routing number. And your routing number. Oh, yeah. Baby, is there a MoneyGram near you? I'm so close. So are you close? Are you close to a Western Union? So close.
Is that what we're calling it? Western Union is what we call it now?
Call it the Union Gap.
I'm almost at Western Union. I'm almost at Western Union.
What's the password?
Oh, God.
Not the safe word, the password.
funny.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah, hit me from the back and give me head.
Oddly enough, what Hitler said in 1925.
I mean, what the hell? Oh, my hair is...
Pip's hair has had enough of her and is attacking her face.
I'm having a bad hair moment. Wait a minute.
Pip's hair's like, we're getting out of here.
It's ready to leave. Yeah. It's a really odd... Now, I'm not saying that no women ever say it that way, but it's oddly not feminine way
all right,
to put it.
Let's forget about that. Let's just talk about how physically I could do this. I got to take her from behind and go down on her.
I don't think that she meant at the same time.
I can't do two things at once here. What am
is
I doing?
This, Twister?
Or maybe I'm taking her from behind. I'm eating her out from behind?
No.
I get maybe that's what it is.
You got to be a fucking giraffe to pull that off.
Yeah, it's not.
Fake Davin has talents, Joseph.
But
give me a leaf and your pussy.
No, she said give me head, not butt. So it's
no, you can, you
specifically.
No, but you can lick a woman from behind. I don't. Why do I have to tell you this?
No.
Why
no.
don't you know?
No, I'm thinking tossing the salad. Forgive me.
No, but you could totally.
Yeah, you can, but the whole thing is that you can't do it at the same time.
No, but maybe she says take me from behind.
Right.
Give me head. So maybe she wants me to get behind her and munch away.
All right. Oh, okay.
Now would be a perfect time to ask her an interrogation question.
Do.
Pip has questions.
Wait. I need diagrams.
Dear Caroline, I'm here with you, but Pip is an experienced young lass. What exactly are we doing? Who's Pip? Don't worry. It'll make sense later.
I needed diagrams. I was like, no, I thought it was two different things at the same time, which are not...
Carolyn, dear, do you have a GIF of this action that I could show Pip? She doesn't understand.
I need diagrams.
Nobody's ever loved Pip.
Yes.
With the,
I didn't say diaphragm.
With the A, B, and C.
What?
I go.
Diagram with figure A, B, and C.
Yes. That's what I need.
I go. I think I would give you her head first. Are you there, baby? She goes, okay, baby. I'm waiting. I go, okay, love. I would gently kiss your breasts, licking your nipples. This is the shit Pip likes and why I need a throw tarp. She goes, oh, I'm feeling it, baby. I wonder if she is.
If this is a girl, maybe she's digging it. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know if she is yet. Because I feel we're still close to the credit card.
Ever so close.
I go, aw. Then I would slowly work my way down, kissing your belly. I would continue making my way lower. She goes, lower, baby.
Ooh, all right.
I go, I go, are you shaved, trimmed, natural? Seems I've lost you. Bad connection. It's so hard.
No, it's so hard, and yet I have no connection.
That's what's so hard with these women. Or men, whatever the hell they
Whatever's going on.
She goes, trimmed. So sorry, baby. I think that there was a lag.
Oh, okay.
I go, it's okay. You better not disappear in real life if I am going to give you head, LOL. She goes, okay, baby. And then she gives me a heart emoji, the hearts, the smiley face emoji with the hearts in the eyes. And I think that's like a video game, like controller emoji. I don't know what that is. She goes, I'm all yours. By the way, stellar job by Fake Davin of getting, once again, the talk of money.
I'm really surprised that she went right back like, oh, okay, well, back to the sexy talk. Fine.
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 We'll have it your way.
But wait, the video controller? So she's like, you're controlling me?
Maybe. Oh, okay. That could be. That's as good an answer as any. I go, do you wish me to continue? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, baby. She goes, yeah, I feel all right, babe. We haven't really gone this far before.
No.
I go, you
there
feel good?
There has been a drought of sexy talk, so bring it.
Pip is going to moisten up the dry plain. It's Vegas there, baby. I go, you feel good, baby? She goes, yeah, baby, I'm feeling so good. I go, I would kiss your right inner thigh. Gentle kisses. She goes, oh, lovely. I go, I would kiss your left inner thigh. Baby, place your hand in between your legs. She goes, okay, baby.
Look, I thought she was
Pip, not
that.
You. Not you. Hands where I can see the woman. Hands where I can see them.
I thought you. She said that to you.
No,
and I was
I said
like,
that.
Oh,
I said that to
her. He's got enough of a dry cleaning bill up there from you. Enough.
Remember, though, kids, if her hands are in between their legs, they're not in my pockets. So this is a good move.
Keep those hands busy.
Exactly. I go, baby, place your hand in between your legs. leg. She goes, okay, baby. I go, I place my tongue on your clit. She goes, oh, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's into this. Is the furthest we've ever gotten.
Maybe she's, yeah, maybe she is, like, playing along at home.
I go, I would kiss your clit. Rub yourself, baby, and imagine she meet. It's me. She goes, yeah, you're on my mind.
I hope so. Jeez.
Oh, I go, I better be, LOL. Seriously. I want. She's thinking. I wonder what Joe's up to right now.
She was doing math problems.
He mentioned a radio show. I checked it out. That show. I'm a big fan. I wonder what he's doing right about now. She goes, I'm trying to turn you on. I would come up and kiss you deeply on your mouth. She goes, I'm waiting. I go, I was waiting for you, LOL. I go, okay. Oh, let me get back in between your legs. She goes, okay, baby, LOL. I go, I would kiss your pussy.
Kiss your pussy.
Get your pussy! Rah! Rah! Apparently tear it up like a rag and a schnauzer.
Ow! No teeth, god damn it!
She goes, this has to be okay, Carolyn. We're getting a lot of okays. I go, I would kiss your pushy. She goes, okay, baby. Go. I go, going from the bottom to top, I would slip my tongue into you. Are you wet, baby? She goes, I'm so wet. This is the furthest we've ever...
The way you say that, okay, babe, that's fine, Chase.
I don't imagine her saying it like that.
That's fine, Chief.
she's like placing like an order for fucking takeout. Yeah, whatever you got.
Wouldn't that scare the hell out of you if you're actually in the middle of this with a real live woman? And she's like, that's good, Chief.
That's good, Chief.
That's fine, Chief.
Scary.
She goes, I go, I bet, hold on, we're having sexy talk, don't ruin it, Joseph.
He doesn't want to hear your voice in the middle of the sexy talk, Joe.
Please, Joe's going to find, after this is over, Joe's going to make himself a sandwich, don't you worry. I go, I bet you, Joe's never awake for this part of the show, look at Joe now, Joe has never been more fucking intrigued.
We're both alive.
It was off today.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go. You should have come on up, we would have loved to have seen you. Little Shana Tova. You should have come up. We haven't seen you in ages. I go, I bet you taste sweet. I go, I like tasting you. I think you left me. She goes, I'm with you. I go, you get so silent, LOL. Which it could happen. I mean, you know, you get into it. I go, should we stop or do you wish to continue? What do you think she says?
Continue.
What do you think she says, Joe?
Continue, of course.
She's like Niagara Falls there. Go, you know. No, I think we should stop and I need to go and make a sandwich.
She said stop.
What?
Really?
She said
what?
Stop.
What?
Pip is Pip knocked over the computer.
Holy shit.
Pip is apoplectic.
What?
Pip will not stand for this.
I
she is breaking
what?
Shit in the
it
den.
It looks like you fell over.
No, Scamorous Interruptus, no!
Scamorous Interruptus, Coitus Bullshittus.
Yeah, really? How dare you, woman? You're supposed to be right on the edge, and she's like, yeah, I think we should stop. No real woman is going to say, you know, I don't think, I'm right on the edge, I think we should stop. Stupid.
Pip is not having this.
I am not.
And I immediately wrote, we
no,
can't.
I know. At that point, it's the only time a woman will ever do what you say. Yeah. So, okay.
Well, I immediately wrote, I go, you can't. Pip's yeah, really into it right now.
Yeah. At that point.
I go, you're not enjoying this, but Pip is loving this part.
You have to keep going.
This is Pip's reward for dealing with the schmaltz.
Thank you.
She goes, stop. I go, okay, you got bored? She goes, I want to take my bath. I go, but you're already wet.
Can't you wait a couple of minutes?
Seriously.
Can't you? And it's like, how selfish are you? I'm getting you off, and it's like, I'm just hanging
here. You
know,
that's the thing, Pip. I find these scammers are very selfish cyber lovers.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Truly. She's like, you know what? I got to take a bath. You could go, basically, go fuck yourself.
But without me.
Yeah, really. I got to go.
I go, hey, baby, did you have a nice time with your friend? She goes, what's up? So I guess this is later in the day. I go, not much. Did you have a nice time with your friend? She goes, yeah, babe, I did. I go, excellent. What did you guys do? So she just left. She just left. She left for a bath, and that was that. Peace out, yo.
No. I'm sorry. That's she just left you with the blue balls and done.
Yeah.
Gotta go take a shower. Fuck you. Right. I fake Davin. I call a foul on this play because You should be livid with her the next day.
Well,
you'd
I did.
Be nice.
You should be livid with
it's the same day.
Obviously, it's probably a guy.
Yeah.
To sit there and go through this whole rigmarole for no money. So I was like, you want it? Now we're done.
She goes, nothing much, just having fun. I go, LOL. I go, what was fun, babe? Did you go out to eat?
Can we stop for a second? Pip, do you need a cigarette?
I don't want to get started again, so I'm just going to...
Look at you. You're all flushed. We'll miss the show.
I've got blue ovaries over here. It's like, damn it.
I know how to make my crew happy. I don't know how to make her happy. I know how to make Pip happy.
I feel so much better about this conversation because last week was Hallmark's rejects.
I go, what was fun, babe? I'm fucking good. Not Hallmark's rejects. Did you go out to eat? Stay in and chat? Go to a movie? She goes, chatting, babe. I go, were you telling her how amazing your boyfriend is? LOL, she laughs. She goes, we discussed that, actually. Yeah, the bus was in. Goes, what was the credit card information? Yeah, I couldn't. I had my hand on my cunt. I couldn't.
I had to try to get this fool off, and he kept going down on me, and it's like, all right, I have a pussy. Yes,
did you
great.
Tell him to take you from behind? Yeah, of course. That's the move. Always take from behind.
Did you get the credit card number? No, I had to sit there pretend I was diddling my flute. There was no time for that shit.
No transactions were happening. She goes, yeah, baby. Oh, I go, oh, thanks, love. You made my heart skip a beat. By the way, you're right. I should be fucking pissed.
Yeah. I mean, if this was real life, you'd be like, you left me hanging. What's that about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, oh. Oh, baby, so sorry. I go, that's a good thing, baby. I really enjoyed talking with you last night. I guess it was last night, but it's the same day on my thing.
Oh, okay.
She goes, thanks, baby, me too. I go, reminded me how much I missed you when we were a good baby. She goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, really, I think so too. I'm glad you feel that way, Carolyn. I really do. I really do love and respect you. She goes, I adore you also, Devin. I bet you do. And I go, thank you, baby, and I blow her a kiss, and she gives me two face emojis with the hearts. I go, I really wish we were in the same place right now. I don't care where, just to be with you. She goes, aw, Davin. I go, it's how I feel. I told you when we agreed to give us a last chance, I would hold nothing back. I'm not worried about Bride or how it makes me appear. I just truly love you, and I'm not giving you my credit card information.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say that last part.
What did you write her?
I go, I just truly love you. You know, I told her how much I love her and how I'm holding nothing back.
Oh, and you were just goofing about not giving.
Yes, I was just goofing about the credit card.
All right, I thought you wrote that.
No.
Yeah, but you can't tell with you because you could have possibly have said it.
Well, I do say horrible things.
You wouldn't write that.
Right?
She goes, thanks, baby. Yeah. She goes, I'm feeling sleepy. I go, okay, baby. Will you message me when you wake up? She goes, yeah, I will. I go, thanks, baby. I love you, beautiful. I love you, kind. I love you, smart. I love you, Caroline. And that's where we will end. What, Pip? What? Pip takes a deep breath.
Well, you know, I'm actually frustrated with this first day with the new hands.
I got so worked up, I can't use my hands anymore. No. I don't know what to do with myself. I got the vapors. My hands are claws. I've been stroking and stroking and no payoff.
That's what I tell her. I'm like, why don't you go out and have a smoke? We'll finish up the show.
What is that? The ham you numbed up to be a stranger?
My hands are claws.
Oh, God. But, you know, I'm like so annoyed with this person because their whole strategy is to try to be a love scammer. And here you are in the middle of this, like, I've really got him going. You know, we're having this love moment. We're having this passionate moment. I gotta take a bath. The fuck you are?
Well, maybe she wanted to finish in the bath.
Maybe, but I mean, she was.
Like, I did make her a dirty girl.
Yeah, I guess. But the thing is that you're in the middle of talking about it.
But this is their MO.
This
is, and ultimately, this is why none of them has ever gotten the money. They never get fake Davin to completion. I can't pay for a woman who won't give me fake love.
No. Jeez.
I don't think Belinda ever did with completion either.
No.
Never did.
No.
Because we had sexy talk with Belinda.
Yeah, but never with any kind of intimation. Yep.
Jane was to completion, or at least because Jane was coming on my picture.
Oh, right.
Jane, right. Yeah, well, yeah, Jane was a to completion.
Yeah, she was ready to go.
Jane was a goer.
she was a goer.
I mean, you know, she's coming on like my headshot like I'm a goddamn dictator.
Jane was a goer.
Right, remember that, though? So Jane did.
Yes.
Jane did. What was the... Flory, I don't think, ever
no,
did.
No, she didn't even get close.
No, Flory didn't. No, not Flory. She was too silly.
No.
Mary from Claverland, that fake Davin was too silly.
Yes.
I think Jane was the only one that was... I don't know if fake Davin ever got off. But
no.
But Jane certainly did.
I don't think fake Davin has ever gotten off.
That's why I need to keep talking to these women. I'm in pursuit. I'm like looking for like I'm like Ahab looking for the white whale.
That's why it's pretty. It sounds like these are guys because, and I'm making an assumption, they never want to talk fake Davin through to the.
No, they're probably mostly guys, and they're probably repulsed. That's why this one just.
I got to push back here. I got to push back. In their defense. There are plenty of women that don't want Davin to get to the completion either. I would say the vast, vast, vast majority.
Oh, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Listen, dude, I get it.
I don't even want to get me off.
That would be funny. What you got to think about, dude, I get it.
I get it.
Enough of this horse shit. But thank you for the great radio.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, you know, I didn't want to have to talk a guy through it. You know, I mean, I think that, but you know what? It also might be that they're just like, they're playing a game, but maybe it's getting too personal to be talking about really like the deep sexy talk. You know what I mean? Like,
I still feel this one probably was a guy.
I think this one was a guy because hit it from the back, give me head.
But they do talk, but you know what? We're brought up a certain way.
Yeah.
But there is this whole other culture, all these other kind of, you know, they listen to different music, they talk in a different way. It's a little bit more street than I ever was.
I guess.
Watch fucking TikTok videos. These women are mouthing horrible, disgusting, filthy things. So, like, we have this puritanical view.
I guess.
And, like, these women are like, nah, fuck me in the pussy. Like, they're mouthing the lyrics, fuck me in the pussy.
Well, because they've grown up with, like, Little Kim and, you know,
Grandma Kim.
Wow. Yeah,
I tell you, I watched that. I'm so repulsed. I watched it over and over again in disbelief. Yeah.
No, I watched it over and over.
Joe grabs his dick and goes, No! No!
You will not like that.
No, it's terrible.
Don't enjoy it. Don't enjoy it.
Who is this young woman shaking her ass? No.
Yeah,
no.
It's a. Yeah, I mean...
Joe's like, I would find this much more erotic if she would do it to some Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
Classic yes. No, I'm gonna...
Can't I come to Frampton Comes Alive? What's wrong with these women?
Well, I... Oh, wait, we weren't talking about that.
And you're making fun of me? Why not?
Sure.
I don't know. I think that it's... I mean, there certainly is that element of these are younger people and it's a different culture. And, you know, I don't know if they listen to rap, but if they do, they certainly have a more vulgar vocabulary than I'm comfortable with, especially during sexy times.
Like, it could, we have heard a girl before, but I mean, that fake Davin's dealt with so many people. Chances are this is a guy.
Yeah.
I just want to say something with music and old. Basically, we were in Sexy Susan. We were going over music for the band, and I suggested Something's Happening from Frampton Comes Alive as an opening tune. And Nicole, who is one of our lead singers, she goes, "I don't think that's a great song." And I'm like, "Nicole, that opened up one of the biggest selling live albums in recorded music history." And I realized why she didn't really feel the same way. She wasn't born then.
Oh, ow.
Frampton Comes Alive, and the people who are alive there are now dead. I got to agree with her. I wouldn't start with a Frampton.
That's a great tune.
It doesn't matter. It's the first song. You can't start with a song that a lot of people haven't heard of.
Right. It's like you can't do the B sides to start.
Yeah,
it's a great tune.
It doesn't matter.
At the time it came out,
it doesn't matter.
Right, I know.
You got to play it. You got listen. If you're going to do a cover, and you probably should do a cover up front, you got to do a cover everybody knows. You know, What was that? Play the Immigrant Song from fucking Led Zeppelin. That's a fucking rocking tune. Everybody knows that song.
Oh, yeah, everybody can play that.
But I'm just saying.
I know.
You know, like a rocking tune that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Or actually, Fragile Sky, we could do that tune, too.
Or Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. You know, whatever. Like a song that everybody knows, upbeat. Yeah. All right, enough about your fucking band. When you start Suicidal Maidens, we'll plan out the set list. All right. So what do you guys think? Last week you repulsed. You Pippy likey.
Pippy likey.
Pip's got the vapors.
Give me a mint julep.
I think the takeaway is we went further with sexy talk ever before.
Yeah.
But Caroline still had her eye on business.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
supposedly in the throes of passion, she's like asked for a credit card. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
So inappropriate.
Completely inappropriate.
Oh my god, I'd be screeching at somebody if that was how it was going down.
Yeah, I mean really, I don't know if I could finish.
No, it would.
No, I could finish.
Wouldn't it totally take you out of the mood?
Yeah, of course it would.
Yeah.
Of course it would. But you know.
Screech.
I still got my dick out. I mean, you know.
And there was the attempt to get back into the mood, but
we did get back in the mood. Yeah. It picked up.
Oh, I know. But when she was,
they call me Ever Ready.
But then she was like, gotta take a bath. I hear with my dick hanging out. Well, hello.
Here's what you need to know. If you're going to have fake love with fake girlfriends that are trying to scam you, you got to figure you're very seldom going to get your rocks off.
True.
I feel that's the best advice I can give an audience when it comes to scammers.
I wonder if that is, you know, the people who have really, like, been full on in it with, you know.
They get off. They get off. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're paying for services.
Yeah. No.
Because they have. Because you have to remember.
They're getting money.
You have to remember what people who are doing it, they'll have the video camera on.
Right.
So, oh, baby, let me see what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
God, be a man or a woman, happens both ways. Then they'll fucking record you, and then they'll blackmail you.
Right.
So, right. You know, that's them. And, you know, they have talk on the phone, too, and do it. Or with conversations or Instagram. You know, you can have audio conversations.
Yeah, that's
right. Did I ever tell you the story? I had this one scammer that actually wrote me and said that he had intimate videos of me, and he was going to bribe me. And I got to pony up money. And I told him, I go, also, I'm experienced in the ways of Mugu, and I put a curse on you. One of your family members is going to die in the next 2 weeks, and I'm not going to tell you. I go, besides, I go, now there's actually a porn star called Joe Curry. Go figure.
That poor
guy.
And
I go, also, I'm a gay porn star. And I go, half the stuff you're going to show is probably more stuff online than what you had. So you're going to lose a family member, and you wasted your time. Never saw him again.
But, Joe, that's not how the bit works. Yeah. That comes eventually. You got to lead him on first. You got to give us a little taste. He doesn't know how to do this.
He just wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah, that's not how this works. All right.
I've got songs to learn.
Very good. Very good. But, you know, Carolyn and Fake Devin are still in good standing.
I know. No, that was an awesome episode. Thank you.
I couldn't have done it without them. Not you.
Oh.
Whoever Carolyn is.
True.
I don't know what the proper pronoun is.
I don't think that there is one because we have no idea.
No. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Yes, thank you so much, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Also, Side Spinning Productions. Places are opening up. Don't worry about that, Delta variant. Give us a call. Private events. Go to sidespinningproductions.com or you can call us 551-404-3094. All of your comedy needs, even if you have a funeral home, we'll hook you up. We'll do that too. I got the comics that'll do it. Real resume builders. I believe Mr. Curry has a fun-filled week planned.
Oh, yeah, boy. I'm winging it out to Vegas with the Comics of the Compound, going to the Plaza Hotel. We're going to be doing shows on Friday, 8 o'clock show. And then we're going to be doing a karaoke meet and greet party, and that starts at 10 o'clock. And then we have a show Saturday at 7 and a show at 9:30. Go to theplazahotel.com, click down for comedy, and join the party, man. We're turning the Plaza Hotel into the compound. It's going to be a fun weekend.
So this was supposed to be your blog week, so I'm guessing you would like me to write the blog this week, and you will do it the following week. I'm guessing you are going to be
You never put.
No. I know. I gave us the week off. I gave us the week off. It was Labor Day weekend. But this week coming up would be your week. But I'm guessing you would like me to cover for you this week.
And I'd like to get a couple of things. I want to try to get the clips done next week. So yeah, do the.
Well, we need the clips this week. We need clips this week because I know you're not going to be able to do it next week because you're going to be up to your ass in Vegas.
You're not getting them. I got to pack tomorrow night and I'm splitting.
We got to get more regular with these clips here. We went a month without clips.
Oh,
yeah, we got to get
a little... that long. You went a couple of weeks.
No, check. Last week was the first time I posted them since May 5th. Check. You could check. It's not like I'm holding on to them like they're treasure.
But they are.
Basically, they're not going to get done until next week.
No. Get a bunch done at once. That's what he should do. He should just fucking sit with him, do a bunch done, and then he could just fucking dole them out and give himself time off.
Joe has a lot of plates in the air.
Yeah, but this week wasn't a lot of plates. He had a fucking free half hour that he wasn't counting on. He could have done some shit then. There's always time. There's always things that you could do. All right. So I guess I'm writing the blog this week because you wrote the one last blog we had.
I did.
So I will do this week, and then Joe will do the following week's blog.
Okay.
So that's that because Joe is going to be up to his ass. One last hurrah of Comics of the Compound before Anthony goes off into the sunset and takes his compound to the south
with
of them.
So no, there's two more shows. One at Poughkeepsie. This will be doing the Friday night, and then October we're doing a stadium. So that should be fun.
What stadium?
That's like a Blue Claw Stadium.
You're doing an outside show at Blue Claw Stadium?
Yeah.
That's going to be a nightmare.
Hey, we did Soul Joe's in February, man. That was outside, too. I mean, technically you had the overhang, but it was fucking outside.
It's a little different than a stadium. I got asked if I wanted to do a minor league stadium. I said, thank you, no. Would it be a resume builder? Thank you, no.
Thank you, no.
It was actually up in Connecticut. They asked me, like, in between shows. I was at one of the casinos. Oh, we have a client. You want to do it? There's a baseball game. That they want comedy at the baseball game.
No, they do not want that.
What I'm doing is an event with a bunch of comedians. About what you're doing is suicide. Yeah, you
don't
want to do that. Nobody gives a shit.
Do you want to see how far like civilians can throw bags of peanuts at the comedian?
I don't. Well, I think it was after the game, but whatever.
It's funny. At this stage, there are, you want to work as much as you can. This gig's, I'm still hungry as the next guy, but there are certain gigs like, no, not doing it. Sorry.
Right.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of gigs where I go, nope, not interested. Thank you, no. Yeah. Well, you want to go down to Atlantic City? And they're going to take a bus down, and you do a set on the bus on the way down. Then you hang out, and you do another set. No, I don't. No, comics will take the gig.
20 years ago, I'll take it. Now, no.
This was like 5-7 years ago, something like that. But if I turn it down, somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got asked to do it.
You know, let the younger guys do it, man. You know, I mean, look, we're at a certain point in our careers. I mean, we're still hungry as the next guy. But there were certain things that we did, stuff like the bus. Let the younger guys do it, man. Let them do it.
I have streaming services. I'm going to stay home. There's shit on TV. All right, that's enough. So very, very good. Good show tonight, kids.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Fun show.
We certainly covered a lot.